This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, December 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water deliveries at 5%. Energy costs hang over legislature. Latest on farm bill extension talks. DWR starts water year with 5% allocations. California's reservoir levels are above average for this time of year, following a relatively normal amount of precipitation last winter and a deluge in 2023. Yet the Department of Water Resources is setting a low bar with forecasting allocations for the coming irrigation season. Yesterday, DWR announced a meager 5% initial allocation for the state water project in 2025. It based the forecast on the hot, dry conditions of summer and early fall and did not take into account the atmospheric rivers that pummeled the state late last month. The coming La Nina water year will likely draw a similar pattern with more dry conditions punctuated with extreme storms, according to DWR Director Carla Nemeth. Dry soils are another factor that could lead to less water runoff in the reservoirs. We need to prepare for any scenario, and this early in the season, we need to take a conservative approach to managing our water supply, said Nemeth. DWR started the last water year with a 10% allocation and ended it with 40%. The prior year, following an extreme drought, it began with just a 5% allocation and finished at 100%. DWR has also revised the DWR permit to incorporate a more flexible and adaptive approach to protecting endangered species. It has the potential to retain more water in reservoirs and strategically release flows as needed for fish populations rather than relying on broad calendar-based releases. Rebus calls for urgent action on high cost of living. Assemblymember Robert Rebus yesterday promised the state would continue to be a climate leader, but not on the backs of poor and working people. During his speech to open the legislative session, Rebus charged the Utilities and Energy Committee with doubling down on investigating the cost of energy and the Housing and Budget Committees with reviewing every state agency with oversight of the housing supply. Meanwhile, in the Senate, President Pro Tem Mike McGuire gave bromides to agriculture. We export the best wine in the world, oranges and strawberries, and yes, we export apple, he said, raising an iPhone. The Senate is prepared to, quote, go to the mat to wrestle with the Trump administration. But McGuire cautioned, we also can't forget we have a lot to fix in this state as well. Minority Leader Brian Jones, by contrast, appeared calm and conciliatory. He encouraged his Democratic colleagues to not get too nervous, excited, or upset about what's happening in Washington, D.C., or about California's response. They're just policies, he assured them. They're just things to debate, but we all remain friends and continue working together. Brad Hooker named Sacramento Bureau Chief. Brad Hooker, who has been leading AgriPulse Communications coverage of food and agriculture policy in California since 2019, has been named the company's first Sacramento Bureau Chief. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. APHIS confirms avocado packing house shutdowns, reduced inspection hours. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service confirmed changes in inspection practices in Guatemala and Mexico. AFA spokesperson Susan Bond wrote to AgriPulse that the service changed its staffing hours in some packing houses to comply with Mexican labor laws and security requirements, limiting staff to work 8 hours a day, 6 days a week. AFIS has received requests to establish evening shift for some locations, but the agency is still working with the U.S. Embassy to determine whether doing so is feasible and can be done safely. The agency previously reduced in-person staff presence due to safety concerns. Bond also confirmed that inspectors have detected stem weevil in 20 out of about 48,000 orchards and inside 12 avocado packing facilities. Affected packing houses were shut down, but could be reinstated once the weevil's origin is determined. Suspended orchards can be reinstated once pest issues are addressed and a certification cycle is complete. Extension talks not going well. So far, negotiations around a special market relief package for farmers aren't making much progress. That's according to the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas. Bozeman's goal was to include the aid with an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Bozeman said of the extension talks in an interview with AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey, quote, "They're not going well." Bozeman said various policy disputes have surfaced in the negotiations, but he didn't provide details. He said, quote, "I don't think members realize how difficult it is in farm country right now, so we're trying to help them understand that unless we do something different, unless we give them some additional tools, we're going to lose a lot of farmers this next year." Early yesterday, in a speech on the Senate floor, Bozeman said he worried that many farmers, quote, may not be around next year without help from Washington. EPA moves to revoke most tolerances for chlorpyrifos. Conforming with a federal appeals court decision from last year, EPA is proposing to revoke all food tolerances for chlorpyrifos except those associated with its use on 11 food and feed crops. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals had ruled the agency should have considered not revoking all tolerances when it responded to a different appeals court order to decide on a petition filed by farm workers and environmental groups. EPA said in a news release, quote, "Based on the available data, retaining only the 11 food uses could decrease average annual pounds of chlorpyrifos applied in the U.S. by 70% as compared to historical usage. The 11 food and feed crops on which chlorpyrifos can be applied are alfalfa, apples, sugar beets, soybeans, strawberries, spring and winter wheat, asparagus, tart cherry, citrus, cotton, and peach." Well, here's today's final word. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. That Sacramento Women's Chorus and performance kicking off the new session of the legislature. Along with the theme song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, they sung A Christmas Carol. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, December 3rd. Brought to you by Ramo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.